Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour, broadcasting from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as we continue our conversations with individuals who have joined us on this, the Greater Des Moines Partnership, Washington, D.C., fly-in, 38 years. With us, and she's not been on all 38 of these adventures, but she sometimes says she feels like it because it's so busy. Lori Chester, ladies and gentlemen, is with the Davis Brown Law Firm in Des Moines, and she's an immigration attorney. And we're going to talk a little bit about her experiences here during the fly-in and what it is that she does. Welcome.
Thank you, Michael. It's so good to be here.
Tell us, what does an immigration attorney do?
Well, there's, of course, a number of types of immigration attorneys, but generally speaking, what we do is assist in the process of someone immigrating to the United States, or in some cases, of course, assist someone who is fighting deportation from the United States, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So we are involved in the process on behalf of clients who are working with the government in one way or another.
And have you been busy?
We've been quite busy lately, yes, I have to say.
And so if you've been busy, and you've been doing this how long?
Immigration law, over 20 years.
All right. So what's caused the busyness these days?
Really, I think there's some structural things, of course, like the H-1B, if you've mm-hmm. heard of that, the H-1B cap, and that just finished in April. We had to file all our applications. But primarily, it is that people are concerned about the current environment and political environment and the uncertainty that that's created. And so we're hearing from all our clients that whatever we're doing for them, they want us to do it right away
and
because they're concerned. Yes, they want to be at a safe status.
Lori, you just spent some time in a briefing with a representative from the White House. Did you hear anything during that? And we don't do politics on the Business News Hour.
Sure.
We talk about business. But
sure.
this conversation does impact business. Did you hear anything that assuaged your anxiety relative to immigration here in the United States, or are you still concerned?
Well, there was that part did not really come up too much in this particular briefing. Now, we have had a couple meetings where staff has been present, and speaking with them this morning, we met with both Senator Grassley's staff and Senator Ernst's staff was there. Representative Loebsack had a staffer there, and it was an interesting conversation because I think that sometimes the message that what we hear in the Des Moines business community in the greater Des Moines area and even in Iowa in general, business community, doesn't always come through to D.C. I think there's a lot of conversation that needs to happen.
So in other words, what you're saying is the reality, what happens on the ground in and around the central Iowa area, doesn't mm-hmm. always make it east.
Yeah, and not that they're not trying, but just
well,
that
so
it's a
things.
Tough message. Yeah, it's tough to get into all the nuances.
One
yeah.
of the things that we hear from every single business person that graces our studio is the fact that they are having trouble finding high-qualified employees. We were just talking with Workiva earlier this afternoon. Isn't immigration one of those ways in which we can assuage some of mm-hmm. those anxieties?
Absolutely, and it's been a traditional way that business, I mean, since the founding of our country, frankly, that we have filled labor shortages and found the right talent for the right job, really. And it is one way. One of the things that we're dealing with is that conversation about is immigration helping or hurting our U.S. workforce, and I hear so clearly from Greater Des Moines area, from Iowa in general, that we need the immigrant workforce. And then when I speak to people in D.C., they'll talk about how, well, we're not sure. We're not sure if that hurts wages. There's people out of work. And we keep saying, if they're out of work, could they come to Iowa? Because
yeah.
we could use them.
Hello.
Yeah, exactly. So it is kind of a disconnect that's it's interesting, but it's concerning on the policy level.
You know, one of the things that just happened last week was the Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. And at the Kentucky Derby, they had several news stories about this, where in the back of the lot, where the people that care for the horses, They're having an extreme amount of trouble trying to find individuals to work there. Now, they have many individuals that work at Churchill Downs without papers because they are undocumented. But the representative there said, hey, look, we can't find Americans, if you will, to do this work. It's hard. It's dirty. It's long hours. What are we going to do?
Right. And I think that is that's an example that has of the holes, the gaps in the law that has driven some of this undocumented workforce to come and to stay, is that, you know, our system doesn't have anything that would help someone like in Churchill Downs, or would help many of our areas in Iowa, particularly rural areas, because our system has seasonal work visas but doesn't have work visas for people that are doing non-seasonal,
Absolutely.
Non-ag labor. So it's this hole, this gap that has been there for as long as I've been practicing law and never addressed by Congress.
And of course, when we look at Iowa and our unemployment rate, which is exceedingly low, even lower here in the greater Des Moines metro, that compounds the issue. What's the story about the H-1B?
There is H-1B, yes. The
visas.
Right. Yep.
These are temporary visas for very specific reasons. Is that correct?
Yeah, they are for the professionals. They call them specialty occupation workers. So we're talking about someone with a degree in a specific field that's needed for this specific job. So it's a job that requires at least a bachelor's degree.
And one of the things that we've reported on in the past is that there are some organizations and corporations that have used that to the detriment of American job seekers, wherein they bring individuals from other countries to this country and thereby displacing professionals who are Americans. What do we do about that?
Well, you know, it's and some of those, there's a couple high-profile cases where that happened. And in fact, it was not as much that it was the foreign labor. It would have been bad no matter who was doing that. So what we're talking about is contracting. We're talking about a company deciding, our IT function is going to be done by an outside contractor, not hired internally. Now, there's certainly many good reasons why companies would decide that they're going to contract in some jobs. You know, so that's not a bad business model. I'm just saying that in some cases, when you outsource an entire portion of your workforce, then hire in a contractor, it wouldn't matter if those were people that were, you know, from Alaska coming in, or from, you know, California coming in, or younger workers replacing older workers. You're talking about displacing people in the workforce. So to me, that's not an immigration issue so much as simply the business model that we're mm-hmm. talking about. So, you know, in the law, it says that you cannot use an H-1B worker to displace a U.S. worker. The only reason that happened in those cases was it was a different company.
Sure, that they were contracting with.
Yeah, so that would have been the same as an age discrimination. If you had a younger worker displacing, well, that company couldn't do it. But if they hired a contractor that happened to be younger, employing younger workers, it would be the same thing. So that's really not an immigration problem as much as as the business model.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Lori Chester. She's with the Davis Brown Law Firm, a specialist in immigration law here in our nation's capital at the Greater Des Moines Partnership, Washington, D.C. fly-in. Lori, what do you like about coming to this event?
Well, it's a great event. First of all, I get to meet people that I would not normally encounter in my everyday life, and also develop, you know, deepen relationships with people that I maybe see once in a while and say hi or something like that, but be able to really sit down with people, get to know them, get to know their issues. Sometimes creative solutions come out of those kind of conversations. And then just the access to the D.C., politicians, the administration, the staff. It's just critical to have these conversations with staff because they need to understand what is going on the ground. And particularly if you're staffing a committee, you can't always get back to the local area as well because they're so busy. So this is how they find out what's happening on the ground.
And sometimes we just have to bring the message here.
Yes, absolutely.
Lori Chester, ladies and gentlemen, we've been visiting about her specialty in immigration, also the Greater Des Moines Partnership, Washington, D.C. fly-in. Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, we're going to have to step aside. Why? Well, because that's a wrap from D.C. When we come back, Jeff Pitts joins us. Who's Jeff Pitts? Well, you would know him as the guy from City View. Stuff to do in the metro this weekend with City View, because clearly they know what to do. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.
I'm so